Hi, today is November 25th, 2018. This is Mobile Views Podcast 277. I'm Todd Ogasawara, and John Westfall continues to be on a super secret mission. So in his place, I have some guest co-hosts returning. Paul Lawler, who was on last week, and Ricky Lee, Hello. Who's been on frequently.
Hello. So,
hello. Thanks for stopping by. Another All Hawaii podcast, I should note. And hopefully the good Dr. Westfall will return next week. We shall see. First thing I want to note is huge news, huge. The power button cover on my Nexus 6 case broke. So there's a little hole there. So I had to actually remove the case because without the little button cover, you can't actually reach the power button to turn on the Nexus 6. And it was kind of sad. But you know what? This case lasted a bit over 2 years, 27 months. I use a Pixel 2 as my main phone, but I still use this Nexus 6 as kind of a iPod Touch. Doesn't have any phone capability. Well, I guess it can dial 911, but aside from that, doesn't have any phone capabilities. Doesn't have cellular service right now. So I use it around the house. I use it to broadcast to my Lenovo Smart Display, which Ricky and I are going to debate about later in the podcast. I guess I need to go find another case for it just to protect it. But two things to note. First, I have this, I guess it's a no-name brand. It's Unicorn Beetle. I really like it, except for the fact that the power button broke in 27 months. But that's okay. I got my value from it. But
For a no-name brand, that's pretty good.
I think so, too.
I buy cases, and they don't fit after 6 months.
Yeah. So this, I have dropped my phone. My phone still works. So, thankful for that. It did its job. But a couple of things to note. One, this case is so armored, and I'm just going to kind of hold it up so you can see it, that I think the Nexus 6 can do Qi charging, but not through this case. It's too thick.
Oh, yeah.
And two, I didn't realize how thin Nexus 6 was until I took it out of the case. I said, wow, this
About
thing is thin.
How thick is that case?
Yeah. Yeah. And three, this case has a built-in screen protector. It's just part of it. Yeah. So when you put the case on, the screen protector goes right over the screen. You don't have to roll it and get air bubbles out or anything, which is nice, but I didn't realize how much it dimmed the screen. And it's not a grayscale or anything, so it's, just by having a mostly transparent, but not entirely, I guess, screen. It attenuated the light coming out of the display, and now my screen is super bright. It's sort of nice.
Was it an anti-glare?
Might be anti-glare, I'm not sure. But, like I said, it protected my phone for 27 months.
I had one of those once, and I found it made the button, the touch less responsive as well.
Mm. That too. That's number four. So, anyway, farewell to the Unicorn Beetle case. It served me well for a little over 2 years. And, I think I paid $12. So, for 50 cents a month, zero complaints, right? Less than 50. Like 45 cents a month, I am not complaining about the power button coming off. I got my money's worth as far as I'm concerned. Okay, next thing. I know that's probably been annoying Paul and Ricky on Facebook, since they're Facebook friends, as the Facebook iPhone portrait photo to 3D feature finally got turned down from my account, and so I've been kind of relentlessly posting 3D photos. So sorry about that, but I'm really enjoying it.
Excessive, yes.
What's that?
It has been a little excessive.
I don't know. I mean, it's cute, but it reminds me of those old 90s holograms that we used to have, the silver holograms that. You'd move them and you could see the 3D. It doesn't seem that useful to me, but it's cute. Everybody's using it. It was like how the 360 pictures were last year or year before. Yeah.
Except they're way easier to take than a 360. I mean, you have to exert some effort to take a good 360 photo. But with this, you just turn on portrait mode and boom, you're done. It's just a choice now whether to make it, 3D or not.
I want to see someone hack it so that it's one of those, as you scroll by, the item, explodes. Like the technical diagrams.
Just
pull apart and then, I want to see that.
I think there's an app for that. Seriously.
Cool, because I could, that would be useful.
But anyway, I've I found it very entertaining, as you can obviously see from my Facebook stream.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I don't have a problem with it. Everybody goes through that. They'll post 5 pictures a day and
yeah.
then drops off.
Yeah. Has it only been 5? Yeah.
It reminds me of when I was a kid, I had this thing called a ViewMaster.
I still have one.
I still have those.
Same idea, the artificial 3D.
Yeah. It's a little bit different. Because I've been cleaning out my mom's home, and I found my ViewMaster yesterday with all the slides. I even had a ViewMaster projector, believe it or not, which is not quite as – not 3D. But the way they work is different, right? So the ViewMaster actually sends separate images to – your left and right eyes.
It reverses the images.
Right. The 3D on the that Facebook delivers is using parallax. So even if you only have one eye, you can still see the, the quasi 3D effect. Whereas the ViewMaster,
I actually have an app that shows you how it breaks down the picture, but it doesn't seem to be working right now, where you can adjust the parallax post.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you can get super stereo, or not super stereo, it'd be super parallax, I guess. Yeah, so it's the difference between a true stereo image and a parallax image. So Ricky's looking for something. Anyway, continuing on, I apologize, but yeah, I'm still enjoying it. Next item is I saw there's a site called top10vpn.com. And they have a really interesting article called Free VPN Apps, Chinese Ownership, Secretive Companies, and Weak Privacy. So basically, if you're using a free VPN app, you may want to look at this list because very few of them are owned by American companies, and I think 3. And there are some issues with, that this author is pointing out when using any free VPN app, but especially some of these where, they really don't have a privacy policy. They don't tell you what's happening, with logging, for example. Or they don't have any policy at all.
Can you see my screen?
Let me see. I can't see your screen to answer your question.
Oh, and PIA is one of them.
Yeah.
You see how it's breaking it?
Yeah.
It's hard to show. But yeah, it shows you the 3D depth map.
That's neat.
Yeah. It's called Focus.
Yeah.
On the App Store. It's free, and it's kind of cool to see how the 3D depth map works. It only worked on that picture that I just took, but in the past I was able to go back and do my nieces and rotate them around so you can kind of, if they're not exactly looking at the camera, you can rotate it a little bit so that, they're more pointed at the camera.
Right.
But yeah, that was it. It's kind of interesting what's actually in the files. From a 3D depth mapping point of view.
Yeah. If you can put a link on for that, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Did you say you saw private internet access among the list, Paul?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is it? I didn't see it.
It's the second one on the list.
Second one on the list. I see VPN Proxy Master on second one on the list. Am I missing something?
I don't know. I see top TorqueGuard, IPIA, IP Vanish, Golden Frog.
I see Turbo VPN, VPN Proxy Master, Snap VPN, top 3.
Oh, sorry. I'm not looking at top.
Maybe you're looking at the top 3 VPNs, I think. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Mine is not on there. I don't see Nord VPN anywhere.
That's not free, though, is it?
It's not free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are free. Now, I will note one thing. There is, and it's why you got to be careful. Two of the services on here, one is called Hotspot VPN, and the other one is called Hotspot Shield. They are different companies. Yeah. A Hotspot VPN is a Chinese-owned company, and Hotspot Shield is a free VPN also, owned by, or is based in the U.S.
Mm.
And there's also one called Shield VPN, which is Chinese. So, there are some questionable name choices that could confuse you. And one thing I should say, it's many years ago, 8-9 years ago, I interviewed the co-founder of Hotspot Shield, which is, again, American-based, because I had some concerns about using a free VPN back then, because I was too cheap to pay for one, but I wanted to use a VPN. And VPNs are kind of expensive back then, if I remember correctly. They're like hundreds of dollars a year for, a really good one. And they did some things, like they intercepted ads and put in their own ads as a way of generating funds. But they're upfront about it, you know, because I asked them about that. And we talked about, you know, how they handle things, how they handle data. And I was reasonably comfortable, you know, comfortable enough to use Hotspot Shield for a number of years. Although I switched to private internet access on John's recommendation a couple of years ago, which is a paid VPN service. But anyway, take a look at it. I'll put the link in the show notes. So that's that.
Yeah, I use NordVPN because, one, it was cheap.
Yeah.
Two, it seems to bust through every firewall that I've
no
been
kidding.
Using. You know, sometimes you jump onto someone's corporate network
and
something or another doesn't work, but Nord seems to punch through everything I've encountered so far. So
that's interesting.
That's great.
Because, you know, I noticed, okay, so I have another question for you. So is NordVPN detected by the endpoint service? By that, I mean, for example, Spectrum, you know, the cable company, mm-hmm. Spectrum's apps won't work if they're on a VPN. Like, if you want to schedule a show or something,
uh-huh.
It'll say you're on a VPN, you need to get off the VPN. So, you know, you need to hop off the VPN if you want to. If you're sitting in the Starbucks and you want to, you know, schedule a show on the DVR or something.
I have never used it in that fashion, but hypothetically, I've used it to watch Netflix in a different country.
Oh, so you can see Star Trek Discovery. Hypothetically, you could see Star Trek Discovery.
Hypothetically, yes.
If you use a VPN server in Australia, for example, or Malaysia or someplace.
If I don't feel like waiting for the Doctor Who episode tonight, I'll watch BBC Now. Nord. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I also use Nord. And one of the things that Nord does is they have super secret servers.
Yeah.
So they've got the ones that you can see, but then there's other ones that you can't see. And you can say, use a super secret one and tell the app that. And it will find them. And they keep changing the IP addresses of those. So I'm sure that people catch up to them eventually. But it's pretty easy to get through almost anything with Nord.
Wow. Nice.
Including my one at work that I'm responsible for blocking, and I can't block Nord.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've used it in, you know, a few cafes where you have to log in first.
Yes.
Before you can... Nord punches through that. And that's one thing I love. And I know it you're not supposed to do that, but I don't want to give, you know, log into the web page first before hitting.
Right.
Yeah. So Nord punches through that.
Right. Oh, speaking of logging in, this isn't in our show notes, but I noticed that Starbucks requires you to register now. You know, in the past, it would just, you know, say, hey, do you accept these terms and conditions? And then boom, you're in. Now you actually have to provide I think it's a one-time deal. Now you have to provide an email address once, the first time you use it at, you know, with a new configuration. I think after that, it lets you log in without any, you know, silliness.
I haven't. I'm sure I have put in my email address automatically, but Yeah.
So I usually don't sit down at Starbucks. I usually grab and go. So, you know, it's just, do I have to type this in while I'm waiting for my drink?
And, you know. Or I prefer to tether. I just don't.
Ricky, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed on Nord, if I'm at work, for example, and I'm using Nord on my laptop, and then I just kind of close my laptop, come home and open it, and Nord is still active, I suddenly can't go anywhere.
Oh?
That's the Cyber Shield, right? That's the Cyber Shield option that's protecting you or something like that. That's one of the options.
Oh, okay. I forgot to turn Nord off, and I have to turn it off, turn it back on again to get it to... actually work.
I think that's the Cyber Shield option where it's supposed to stop your connection if the tunnel breaks until you reconnect.
Okay.
It sounds like that behavior, but, you know, don't... I'm not a medical doctor. I only play one on TV.
PIA does something like that. You know, if it loses its VPN connection... This is for an existing Wi-Fi. If it loses its VPN connection, it actually cuts off all access to the internet until it can reestablish... connection with a VPN server.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
Right. So nothing goes clear as long as it's on, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed, by the way, you know, I was complaining to John a couple of weeks ago that it seemed like private internet access's VPN services were degrading. And I still think that's true, but here's what I noticed. I noticed that it's only degrading if you choose to use IPsec as your VPN protocol. If you use, OpenVPN and you can manually switch between them, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, you know, if you're using PIA and you're having problems, you might want to go into the settings and change from IPsec to OpenVPN. If you have any issues on, you know, you believe IPsec is more secure, blah, 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 well, I can't help you. But if you just need a VPN connection, there you go. And I haven't done the technical homework to figure out for myself if, you know, I should prefer one over the other. That said, yeah, a lot of Linux-based stuff is OpenVPN, so I'm fine with it.
I really don't have a preference. I just don't want my stuff
in the
publicly
open.
Visible.
Yeah, sitting in. Same. Okay, next. Two Google-ish things. One, and I haven't tried this, and I really don't want to. According to Ars Technica, Google is adding indoor positioning to Android's Find My Device. So what it means is if you're in a shopping mall or something, you should be able to find any misplace your phone, you know, falls out of your pocket or whatever, and you have another Android device handy or something handy, you should be able to find your Android device indoors now, which is kind of neat.
What do you mean? Don't people normally have two phones?
Well, I know you and I do.
I do.
All three of us do. But yeah, you know, there are some weird people. They only carry one phone. So what you gonna do, right? They're just...
I don't mind that feature. That sounds like a nice feature. I wish they would add it to the earphones. I keep losing the Google Pixel Buds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my my wired Pixel Buds finally came in, by the way. They're really nice.
Oh, I would have given that to you. They're still sitting in the box.
Don't worry about it. It was $30. Yeah. It took a month to get here. That was my only grump.
Yeah, one thing I'm working on right now is I have the, I don't know. I just ended up with the Apple ones, the
AirPods,
Pixel ones, and now I have the Bose SoundLink.
Oh, those are expensive, aren't they?
Well, $149 during Black Friday, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So they're all around about the same price. We'll see which one I like better.
Wait, you got them already? Oh, did you buy that locally?
The Bose? No, I got it on eBay.
Yeah.
I bought it on Tuesday on eBay, and they were here on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Not from a random eBay seller. It was from the Bose refurbished store on eBay.
Okay. Good deal.
They got it here quickly.
Do you know what it normally sells for?
$199. Do they sound better than the Apple one?
Very much better than the Apple one.
Really?
They stick in the ear better. Hmm. Well, it's Bose, right? Yeah. So it's the Bose sound. If you like the Bose sound, it's that.
So it's basically got nice treble. High range is good. Mid range is good. Bass is a little, not maybe, some people would consider weak. I'm fine with it.
Weak, yeah. But compared to the AirPods,
yeah,
it's better than the bass on the AirPods. But, you know, Siri doesn't really live on this thing.
Right.
There's no tap. It's still the old style. You got to press a physical button on your device. But right. So sound-wise, I prefer it.
I was going to make a joke about how Bose bounces the sound off the wall before it's your ear to get the Bose sound. I won't do that.
Maybe it bounces it off the inside of your head.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, it's empty up here.
Goes through the head, left to right. You remember those old diagrams they used to promote, right? How they bounce the sound back at a wall and all that. Okay, next Googly thing is something I'm really waiting for. And it says that Google's Duplex, which you may remember being demoed during Google I.O. earlier this year, is rolling out to Pixel phones. Google Duplex is the one that lets your phone call a human service, like a restaurant, to make reservations and so forth. And it will actually interact with the human in the other end, you know, acting like a human assistant, except it's negotiating for you, like, you know, can I get a table for four at this time? And, you know, and the human can ask it questions, and do you need this, you know, like non-smoking, or I guess all non-smoking now, but those kind of questions. So I'm really waiting for that. I'm also waiting for
demos of that, and they're amazing.
Yeah
they have all kinds of language nuances.
Yeah.
Like they say can't, and they say uh-huh,
yeah,
and sure.
They have vocal interstitials.
my question, did they put in the contractions because of Data and Lore?
I think
from
so.
Star Trek.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. Just admit, they wanted to sound human, right? They want get past Uncanny Valley.
I guess, but if you can't use if you use contractions, you're the evil android, right?
Yeah. You're the one with the emotion
according
circuit.
To Star Trek, right?
You have the emotion circuit. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and speaking of which, no android. Well, there's a Borg. I saw, this is totally off topic, but I just have to mention because I was so impressed. So yesterday, I chanced upon, in YouTube, a fan-made Star Trek movie called Star Trek Renegades.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's old. It's like 2015, so it's 3 years old now. Right. But it is fantastic.
Isn't one of the original casts?
There are several of the original casts.
Yeah, they're in there too.
Yeah, so Walter Koenig. Yeah. You know, plays Admiral Chekhov, and who's like 144 years old in this, because it's in the Next Generation time frame. And Admiral Paris, who, as you remember, was the father of Paris and Lieutenant Commander Paris in Voyager, he comes back. And anyway, there's several original characters. Tim Russ, Tuvok in Voyager, is the director. And also the place Tuvok. So, you know, you see a lot of familiar character faces. The story is really good. Quite frankly, it's better than the last Star Trek movie, in my opinion. And the effects are, you know, I thought at first I wasn't impressed by the effects, but as I got absorbed into the movie, I was fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, I forget what his name is. Zimbardo? The guy who played the holographic doctor on Voyager, he's also on.
Robert Picardo.
Picardo, yeah. Yes. Who plays Dr. Zimmerman. So he plays the human.
Oh, the real Dr. Zimmerman.
The real Dr. Zimmerman. Yeah, not the hologram. And there's even some surprise things. Like there's the kid, the then, I guess, teenager or young adult who played a Borg that was freed from the Borg in Voyager returns to that same role. As a, you know, kind of a reformed Borg. So, lots of
Hugh. Stuff. I was thinking of Hugh. Okay.
Yeah. No. It was another one, but yeah. But anyway, really enjoyed it. Good story. It was supposed to be kind of a series, but I guess they ran afoul of Paramount, and I don't think anything ever happened after that, or very little.
It was too close to be. I mean, one, all the original stars were in it, and two, people were coming back playing their roles, like you mentioned with the. So it was too close. You know, even looking at it now, it's like you're running into the ship copyright right there.
Yeah.
That's the copyright iceberg. Like,
But it actually was probably too good because it was better than what Paramount was putting out.
I recently found out that the movie Star Trek rights and the TV series rights are two completely different copyrights. They're owned by two completely different entities. Oh, that's why it gets so confusing and kind of why they had to reboot the movie universe, because Kirk, Picard, those ones we're familiar with belongs to the TV side and not the movie side.
Wow.
But the movie side has Kirk and Spock and...
Everybody.
No.
It was something like they negotiated to have those characters because then...
You can't do it without them.
Create a completely new Star Trek with, like, I mean, that would be Orville, right?
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. I love Orville.
I've come to appreciate Orville. At first, I was kind of like, but then I started watching it more. I kind of binged it because I had it on my DVR and I wanted to clear my DVR. So I might as well watch it. And it says, this is good. I'm enjoying
except
this.
Except for the husband and wife stuff.
Yeah, except for that. But
it's closer to what Star Trek used to be.
Even the uniforms.
Yeah, before they got all dark and we blew up planets, we blew up Vulcan.
Right. Right. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, so Google Duplex is coming to Pixel. I can hardly wait. It's not often I have to call, you know, like customer support or service or make a reservation, but boy, it's going to be a lot easier when that happens.
Oh, yes. I have to go see the dentist, and I don't really want to do it because I don't want to talk to a human being.
Oh. Well, my dentist is my cousin, so it makes it easier. But okay. So on to the Black Friday, Cyber Monday discussion. You know, the biggest disappointment to me was that the Apple Black Friday sales are not really sales. It's still the same price, but you get like a gift card, either $50 or $100, depending on what it is. But anything that I was even mildly interested in wasn't part of the sale. So no AirPod, right? And no Mac Mini and no MacBook Air.
That's all the new stuff, right?
So that's all the new stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they still could have put a sale on it. I mean, come on.
Especially since you had AirPods for $139 at Costco.
I didn't even notice that.
Huh. Yeah. Well, they're sold out.
They're sold out now? Oh.
Yeah. Well, not everybody pulls a Google where they put the thing on the Pixel 3 on sale, what, a month after it got released?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll get to something that, we'll get to something that annoys me but made Ricky happy at the end of this discussion. So that was my disappointment with the Apple sale. Now, that said, I can't remember the last time I bought anything at Apple on a Black Friday sale. So
I think I might have bought like lightning cables or those kind of things, but nothing the big ticket items.
Yeah, same. So, you know, I wasn't. I was kind of disappointed. I was hoping at least the AirPod, the Mac Mini, the new MacBook Air. Sure, they're like you said, they're new, but the AirPod's been out since what now?
2 years, right?
16 something.
Yeah.
So I thought at least that, and they didn't roll out a new AirPod too. So I thought they might have an AirPod with a $25 gift certificate or something.
Okay, in their defense,
yeah.
When I bought my new MacBook Pro,
yeah,
I got a $300 set of headphones with it for free.
Oh, why aren't you wearing them?
The Dr. Dre Beats.
Yeah.
Wireless Beats.
Right. Those are nice.
If you like bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Paul, he's all.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's.
And what was why was the deal that deal, Paul? What was the special thing?
It was their. It's their student educator.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
okay, yeah, all right.
I forgot. Paul teaches at the university, so I completely forgot about that.
Makes sense why they gave the Dr. Dre stuff, too.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because kids.
I'm giving it to my granddaughter for Christmas.
Oh, oops. she's not listening.
You know, it's a tangent, but that brings up, for me, I don't know if I could ever start a company and then sell my name, like Dr. Dre with the beat stuff or Famous Amos losing his name.
Oh, that was something, wasn't it?
I would love to be that level, but at the same time, I don't think I could ever do it myself. I'm not sure I would be able to give up Ricky Lee 99 as a business entity, right?
Well, what about Ben and Jerry? Right? They no longer own their names. They sold off Ben and Jerry's years ago.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But then what are the chances they're going to start another company with each other and also call it Ben and Jerry's?
Oh, I don't know. They're still good friends. You can never tell.
Just flip it over. It's Jerry and Ben.
There you go.
I have a friend who has an eponymous company like that. And he said that probably the biggest mistake he ever made was putting his name on the company because now he can't ever sell it.
I agree.
Well, he can. He just has to give up his name.
You lose your name.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I created Ricky Lee 99. It's not a It's not really a business, but it's just, you know, back in the 2011 branding days, brand yourself, right? Yeah, that was a mistake. I love it, but it's a mistake too. I can never sell the company that I don't really have.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Off the tangent.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay, so that's Google Duplex. I can hardly wait. You know, it's like waiting for Christmas. I guess I should be glad that I got, what did I get on my? Oh, I got night mode, night sight.
Oh, I got that too. Yeah,
Pixel, and that too is awesome. So I spent a week posting low light photos to annoy my friends on Facebook, but it is amazing. It's not perfect, but it's way better than what we could do before. I mean, way. Because using flash in the dim light is just a bad idea. But
one of the things I'm finding annoying is if you use it while you're taking a picture of my desktop.
Yeah.
It illuminates the mess behind the cables. It's like, I don't need that to be seen. You can't count on the blackness behind the monitor anymore because it'll illuminate it.
You got to go in there and use, you know, Photoshop to touch it up.
I just lowered a monitor so you can't see the see behind it now.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just thought about that.
So Amazon Prime. So the Amazon Prime Black Friday Cyber Monday sale started a week ago, like last Monday. Yep. And I didn't buy anything big. Did you guys buy anything?
I bought a monitor arm that I can move up and down so I can hide the cables.
Hide the cables.
That's what I went, I just thought about that. Yeah, I bought one of those Amazon basic monitor arms.
Was that a pretty good deal?
Was half price. Was one of the lightning deals. Yeah.
That is a good deal.
I mean, it's already cheap because it's Amazon basics then plus the lightning price. I think I only paid like $30.
Yeah, I'm looking. I
mean, it's not the best quality, but hey, it works.
Yeah, let's see. What did I order? I ordered absolutely nothing exciting. I ordered a new case for my MacBook Air because, you know, it's my old daughter's former MacBook Air. And the case she has is one of those slim ones that you can fit in a backpack. But I want one that, you know, can carry the power supply and mouse and everything. So that...
Let me look at my Amazon.
That got ordered. It was like $15, so no complaints.
Bought your 8-port gigabit switch for $19.99.
That is amazing.
I bought micro SD cards for my drone.
Those are huge and cheap now.
Yeah, I got 128 gig for $19.
Amazing. You can't beat
that. Yeah.
You know, it's not an SD card, but I noticed that the USB flash drives, the thumb drives at Costco, there is nothing smaller than a 256 gigabyte thumb drive now. It's the only one they carry, but there's one thumb drive, and it's 256 gigabytes, which is, to me, amazing.
Okay, wait. I don't know if you saw me post about this, but I bought I know none of the coworkers listen. I bought a 10-pack of
thumb drives?
It's hard to say this. Laptop bags. 15.6-inch laptop bags.
On Amazon? I saw that.
Yeah.
The 10-pack of bags? I saw that.
I was like, I need something for the Christmas, you know, for the office Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
I bought a 10-pack of those for $100.
I think I bought
10 bucks a bag. That's not bad.
I think I bought one of those. I mean, by that, I mean I bought one bag, but you can also get it in a 10-pack. That's the one I bought.
You bought it in a 10-pack. That was one of the lightning deals, I think. It was
exactly.
I was like, a 10-pack for $100. Okay, I made fun of it, and then I realized... this is a good office gift.
Yeah.
So I bought it.
Yeah. I also got the, you know, TP-Link's smart switch. It was a 2-pack for like $30.
2-pack for $30?
Yeah.
I just bought the mini, the TP-Link mini version of that.
Yeah.
I got them for four for $30.
Yeah, so this is so you bought the 503. I think I bought the 507. They're slightly different. Yeah.
I got the 105, the HS105.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the difference between the two.
Yeah. That, you know, one thing that Amazon, they did a really good job with the gaming thing. The gaming theory, where you're like, oh, that's a great deal, hit buy.
Right.
And the things are cheap enough that you don't feel the impact till you look at your bill and like, wait, I spent $200 on what again?
Well, it's like going to Costco.
Yeah.
Right? You go to Costco for like milk. I see Paul doing that a lot. And every time I see Paul, he has milk in his cart. But somehow he spent $100. Because how can a 3-pack of milk cost $100? It's like $8 or whatever, you know? And that's it. I'm trying to see what else I bought. Nope.
I bought a computer power supply it was normally $80. I got it for $50. Bought a Corsair mechanical keyboard, regular price $150. I got it for $100. Oh, I bought a back massager. That for $15.
Is it Bluetooth controlled?
No, but it's heated and it's Shiatsu. Nobody told me becoming an adult hurts.
Yes. Yes. Growing up is painful.
Yeah.
Okay, true confessions, I bought a BB9E because it was $59.
Oh, I saw that, but it was sold out by the time I got there.
The round one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, the BB8 was down to $39, but I already have one of those.
Oh.
Oh, did you see the crazy deals that Cards Against Humanity did?
No.
Okay, I got to put that in the doc. they were, you know, Cards Against Humanity is known for doing these crazy things every year, right? Like, they dug a hole for 48 hours.
Yeah.
1 year as a, I have no idea what, but they did it and they live streamed it. So what they did this year was they did a 99% off everything. Like, sorry, I'm typing and reading at the same time.
Nope, no problem.
Like a Bill Pullman's actual flight suit from Independence Day. Retail price $3,995. On sale for $39.95.
What? Is that for real?
Yes. Yes. They were selling $20 bills for 20 cents.
What?
Yes, it's crazy.
That is nutty.
Yeah. It was funny. They even had this, okay, this is the actual website. They had a trip to Iceland for like under $200.
Wow. Did you take it?
No, because I found out after it was done, it was pretty much done by the time we woke up in Hawaii.
Oh.
You know, one of those. 5-day vacation to Fiji for $71.60.
Yeah.
Wow.
From Hawaii? Or from anywhere?
Well, from anywhere.
Wow. You should do the Iceland trip someday, Ricky.
I want to.
I've never done it. I would have done it
for the under $200.
You know, I've never done it, nor do I plan to, but someone who, you know, Ricky's an awesome photographer.
Oh, I made a mistake. It wasn't Iceland. It was an all-inclusive 10-day vacation for two to Antarctica for $180.
That would still be cool.
Yes. But it was sold out by the time we woke up in Hawaii. So I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That would be much icier than Iceland.
Definitely. Actually, probably less variety for a photographer than Iceland. But
that would still do it.
Yeah. Penguins.
Still be fun.
Blood falls.
You know.
There's a water.
Orcas.
Somewhat of a waterfall that, because of the high iron content in the water, it looks like there's blood coming out of the ice.
Wow. I wonder if you could put a magnet and draw the water out. But anyway. Anyway, not really exciting. I mean, there are some interesting things on Amazon, but nothing big I wanted to buy.
No. At least not in the tech side. There was that, I was doing a running Facebook post of all the good stuff I was seeing on Amazon on Thursday. And there was that $300 pair of speakers that went for $149. So, but in terms of tech itself, yeah, it wasn't that great of a deal.
Yeah. Now, I see you have listed here the sous vide. Is that an Amazon deal?
Sorry, what?
The Anova sous vide.
Oh, yeah. You were looking for a sous vide machine.
Yeah. I'm still kind of debating what to do.
Well, get the one that I linked to because it's the newer version and it's cheaper. You don't really need Wi-Fi with your sous vide. You don't need to. You don't need to know.
You need Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
All I'm going to tell you is that
2 hours. It's a set it and forget it, as Ron Popeil would say.
The only thing that the only thing the connection does is tell you the water is at temperature.
Yeah, I need to know that while I'm at work or whatever.
It beeps. You can't miss it. Yeah, no, I've been happy with that that generation of my Anova cooker. It's just, I don't know, like water got into the temperature sensor or something like that, which is odd to say for a device you stick into water, but
right.
It's not reading water temperature right. It always says the water's 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's getting
even when you see steam coming off of it, like, yeah, no, it's not working right anymore.
Oh dear.
Okay, now, before we get to our argument,
While we're still on kitchen stuff,
yeah,
I bought a, I didn't buy it for me, I bought it for a friend, but the 8-quart Instant Pot went down to $69.99.
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That was one of the things I posted, yeah. And a lot of people, I should have used an affiliate link.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. People were buying it off, and as soon as I posted that, people started buying, and I should have used an affiliate link.
Yeah.
I should have made some money off of that.
Yeah.
Now we know why Ricky 99 has never gotten off the ground.
This is so true.
Okay. And by the way, Instant Pot has a sous vide thing too now. that was pretty inexpensive, as I recall.
You don't want to go too far, too cheap with it.
Well, I've come to trust Instant Pot, you know, for making quality stuff at a reasonable price, so far.
Just remember, they don't make the products.
They buy it
from some OEM, right?
Yeah, true. But they must have some kind of quality agreement or something.
Do they?
You would think so.
I think they make their pot. Yeah. But other things that are under their brand name is...
Not so much.
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
Nobody does that, right? Nobody...
And we are talking to a guy from Hong Kong, so he knows his stuff.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah. Oh, one of the better deals was if you wanted a Pixel book from Best Buy, it went down to $6.99.
Yeah. And in fact, the Google store had the Pixel book on sale also. What they didn't have on sale was a slate. You know, no surprise.
Yeah.
The Pixel
slate. The new stuff. Of course, they would be moving the old stuff out, right?
Actually, the Pixel 3 was on sale, I think.
Yeah. Annoyingly.
Yeah. But the Pixel Slate, which is the only thing, you know, if I could get the i3 version for under, I don't know, 700, under 600, I would consider it, but not at its normal price.
Mm.
Okay, so on to our argument.
One less on the Amazon thing.
Yeah.
There was the Rock action figure for $10. I don't know if anybody wanted that.
Okay, on to our last topic. Oh, well, actually, you have a Coinbase thing you wanted to mention.
It's just, you can now withdraw your money from your cryptocurrency in Coinbase via PayPal now.
Which I thought was kind of cool. I'm not into cryptocurrency,
great,
but...
if, you know, now that the market is crashing...
Crashed, yeah.
It's good to get your money out easier.
Yeah, what is Bitcoin down to now? Is it like under 5,000 or something?
I don't want to look because it makes me sad. I still I bought $500 worth of Bitcoin and it's not worth $500 bucks anymore.
Well, it's like the stock market, right?
Yeah.
It's not really currency.
I just want to cash out.
It's like tulips.
Tulips.
It's a tulip.
I'm looking down because I'm actually opening up Coinbase to see how much Bitcoin is at right now. Okay. It's at 3,788.
Oh my, it's under 4,000.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And Litecoin is down to 2,854.
Let's see, Bitcoin hit, what, 15,000 earlier this year? Or something?
I thought it was closer to 20.
20,000? Yeah. It was some huge number.
It was at least 18,000.
Yeah.
It was a huge, huge number. Okay, the last topic, which I don't know what Paul thinks about this, but he'll be our moderator. So Ricky bought something really interesting, I thought. He bought the Google Home Hub for... How much did you pay, Ricky?
$50.
$50. That is a... Normally, it's $100, right?
Normally, it's $149.
Oh, wow.
Black Friday deal brought it down to $99.
Yeah.
And then I had the $50 from buying a Pixel 3.
Oh, okay.
That knocked it down to $50.
Okay, so the real sale was $100, which is still a good price.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned to Ricky, you know, prior to starting the podcast, that the Lenovo Smart Display, which I bought at Sam's Club several months ago, I can't remember when, let's say September, I paid $230, which I thought was a good deal because it was $250 list. I got it for $230, plus I got a free Google Home Mini. I already had one, so I've never really opened a box, but, you know,
Christmas
still.
Gift.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah. And I thought it was a pretty good deal. So, you know, and then I saw it at Costco for $150 the other day. So I feel a little bit bad, but not awful. I've gotten some use out of it over the last couple of months. But Ricky, you know, like hurts my feelings and says, yeah, but you really don't want the smart display because blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying, no, you do want the smart display, depending on how you use it. And because
my position is, those things are too expensive for what they do because eventually they just turn into fancy picture frames that you once in a while do video calling from. And at $230 or whatever the price for the Facebook one is, it's too much.
Well, the Facebook one I'm not a fan of, but the Google Smart Display line. And by the way, the Google Home Hub and the non-Google branded smart displays use different technologies, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Although they work the same.
Yeah, but I didn't know that Google Home Hub was based on the Chromecast code base. That's weird.
Yeah, it's based on a Chromecast, so it's Google IoT based. And The smart displays, I think, are Android-based.
Yep.
Although you couldn't tell that based on using the two of them. But I maintain that the difference between a smart display and a Google Home Hub is the size of the screen. So it depends what screen size is important to you. So I have the smart display sitting in our dining room. And it is great for just asking questions or, you know, setting a timer for something. You know, if you're waiting for something in the kitchen to time out. It is awesome. And it's, you know, if you're talking and you just have a question and, you know, nobody knows it, you can just ask the question and boom. So it's
been... But why need a smart display to do that? You can do that with an Echo or a Google Home.
Oh, if you want to see something.
Or the phone that's in your pocket.
No, my phone's not in my pocket, not my home. It's sitting on a... It's sitting on a table somewhere, you know? So it's awesome. I really, 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 really like it. But or if I just want to watch something on YouTube.
What does the display part have to do with any of those things? Hmm? What does the display part have to do with any of the things you just said?
Oh, because I can see things. So, for example, when you ask for a timer on a display, I assume it works on the Echo Show also. It doesn't just set the timer off. It shows the timer on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can have multiple timers on the screen too. Also, if you do things, you can ask for traffic, it'll show you a Google Maps with traffic on it. Like, you know, show me traffic to downtown in the mornings or something.
You know what? Not quite related to that, but it's related to kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
This year was the first year I ever used an iPad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
While I was trying to figure out, I spatchcocked a turkey.
Yeah.
You remove the backbone and you make it flat.
Right.
I had to use an iPad because I couldn't figure out what I was doing.
Ah.
I thought I had it in my head.
Right.
You know, you walk away. Like, I got the YouTube tutorial done. I can do this. Get to the actual bird. And like, I'm confused.
Yeah. You needed like a surgical tour.
Yeah. So this year was the first time that I had the iPad in the kitchen and I was following step by step, cutting and watching at the same time. So... Going back, I could see a smart display being useful for that. Because it was kind of like, how do I poke the screen now with my turkey hands?
Yeah.
Apple, nose.
Yeah. And basically, to me, the difference, why I didn't buy a... Well, Google Home Hub came out after the smart display. But I really like having a 10.1-inch display. It's really nice having basically an iPad slide display on the Lenovo, right? Because the Google Home Hub is 7 inches, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's the same size as a Nexus 7 or an iPad mini-ish size. Yeah. Okay, gang. Well, that's all I got.
Okay, I did buy one other thing.
Oh, okay.
my Motorola phone.
Oh.
My Motorola Z Play. Mm-hmm. It started swelling up.
You mean the battery or something?
I assume it's the battery because the screen separated from the body of the phone.
Wow.
And it still works. It's just like an eighth of an inch thicker than it used to be.
Wow.
So it, of course, was... No, I went to Verizon and they offered me nothing for it.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, by the way, you still have to pay off the rest of it if you want a new phone.
Oh, my goodness.
So I... Motorola started sending me all these Black Friday things, and so I got $200 off on a Z3 Play.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
For me, my best purchase of this Black Friday season.
Yep.
That's amazing, but whatever. Was I bought a? My parents still use landlines. They just can't get off landlines.
Yeah.
But they have this cordless phone. Where the battery doesn't work. As soon as you walk away from the base, the battery dies.
What? Just old batteries, I guess.
I keep trying to buy the battery, but I don't know. They just stopped making... You know, they bought it in the 90s.
Yeah.
They don't make those batteries anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's like almost 20 years old then.
Right. So I bought a... It started at $120 on Amazon.
Right.
Cordless phone with two sets and a corded handset.
Right.
So I did $120. The deal was $60. And then after I checked out, whatever magic happened, I only paid 90 cents.
What?
What?
There was some kind of courtesy discount thing that got added to my order, and I just paid 90 cents for my parents' Christmas gift.
That's a good deal.
I win.
That's a good deal.
That's all I can say. Like, I won. I win Black Friday. 90 cents.
Okay, and on that happy note, I will thank Ricky and Paul for joining me today in the absence of John. And we'll talk to you next time.